McNary on the Newsmaker line with us here. And Josh has got his own marketing company here in Eastern Iowa. You can plug that real quick before we head into their McNary Marketing. And if you go to McNaryMarketing.com, I believe is what the website is. Isn't that, Josh?
That's right. Thank you, Doug.
Nope, no worries. I find him at McNary, M-C-N-A-R-Y, on Twitter as well. And we're talking about e-commerce and the holidays. You want to give people a little preparatory for them because the technology has changed as far as that platform goes as well, Josh.
Sure. Well, a few weeks back, I did a video series on Facebook there. You can find that at facebook.com/McNaryMarketing on businesses and individuals thinking about e-commerce for this new pandemic era holiday season, right? We're not going to be standing in the lines on Black Friday the way we have in the past. It's all going to be online, or a lot of it will be online this year. So going into this year, we've been doing everything online. It's been a massive shift this year, even more so than we've seen over the last few years, the natural progression of that. So when we're thinking about e-commerce for a business, how do you make your website and your e-commerce offerings accessible to customers, so that when your customers come, or some of you that are customers that are coming to these sites, are able to find what you need and get in, get out, and make a good purchase for your holiday gift needs.
Right. And it makes sense to do that. Here's the thing, though, is that so many people, if you're looking at the e-commerce for business, there's a platform for small businesses to be able to get out there as well and compete with the big box retailers that are online, too.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, of course, we want to encourage shop local and help you become more than just a local business, be able to sell all over the country. There are numerous platforms out there that can help you get online quickly. Some that we like to suggest are Shopify, Squarespace, Weebly, Wix. These are quick platforms that anybody, you don't have to be a developer to be able to get online with your store if you don't have one already, or if you have one of those platforms, you may have not enabled yet the e-commerce component of it, and you might want to look into that. And, of course, there are more advanced platforms that we like to use as well, like WordPress, perhaps Volusion or BigCommerce, some of these online platforms that allow you to do even more with your online shopping store.
Exactly. Josh McNary joining me here on the WMT Morning Show on the Newsmaker line. We're talking about e-commerce holiday prep for your business. On top of the e-commerce prep for the platform for selling, it's also the marketing of what you do. What kind of messaging are people going to be looking for this year? Something a little softer maybe because it's been such a harsh year in a number of different ways?
Well, I think encouraging the fact that you can do that touchless, easy, stay at home, do your part to help the pandemic kind of mentality. I think that is a message that could resonate with individuals. But of course, people just want deals and they want to get in and out quickly. So you want to think about when you're looking at your store after you've got it up and going, or if you already have it up and going, take a hard look at the way it presents when you first hit that homepage. What do you see? Maybe even have friends or family or customers look at that and just kind of peer over their shoulder, maybe do a video call and let them share their screen and see what they're doing, and then manipulate it to try to encourage that quick in and out, good deals, offers that they're looking for.
You know what? That's the big red button that everybody's looking for, Josh. That's everything. You just want the big red button to push is buy here.
Make it easy. Make
exactly.
It easy. But honestly, Doug, the thing is there's so much online. You need to make it easy for them. Yeah. Right, you need to make it easy to find, and you know what your best-selling products are going to be. Your customers out there know what you're looking for. You want to be able to find it quickly on these websites, and it can become very quickly overwhelming with regards to the user experience on these sites. That's what I'm encouraging you to think about.
McNaryMarketing.com. Go check them out and check out the Facebook page as well. Joshua, thank you so much for your time this morning. Have a wonderful Wednesday.